Hello, hello, guys, and thanks so much for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Today on my 5-Minute Friday, I'm going to teach you all about brown spots. So I think brown spots are one of the most pesky and annoying things about skin and aging skin concerns. And those of you who've had babies, been pregnant, been on hormones or birth control, you know how problematic the melasma and the brown spots can be. And those of you who live in the sun, like those of us in Southern California, we know about sun damage causing melasma. Many of us have acne scars and irritated spots that also turn brown. So acne is one of the precipitating factors that can cause browning or melasma of the skin. So many different reasons why you can develop brown spots. But the bottom line is when you see brown spots developing on your skin, it makes you feel unattractive. It makes you feel older. It kind of gives the skin a little dull, aged and mottled appearance. And when we get rid of those brown spots, the pigment-free skin looks really much healthier and has clarity. I have pigmented skin. I live tinted. I'm always a little bit brown. That's my Indian and Asian heritage. And I love people of color. Their skin type is some of the best skin out there. People who have more melanin and more sun protection tend to have less lines, less wrinkles. But conversely, your melanocytes make you very prone to getting lots more melanin at the drop of a hat. So one of the things we can talk about today also is how pigmentation changes depending on your ethnicity. When we look at skin as plastic surgeons, we grade your skin according to a Fitzpatrick scale of color. And skin can range anywhere from the very lightest, most fair-skinned, light hair, blonde, blue-eyed, Norwegian, Eastern European ancestry, or albino even, all the way down to much, much more pigmented skin through the spectrum of normal skin that tans fairly easily, through the spectrum of very dark skin like African-American skin. And those skin types have all different sets of problems. So when we look at your face, we are going to grade your skin based on this Fitzpatrick aging and skin tone system. And a good esthetician, a good facialist, a surgeon who wants to do a laser treatment on you will always assess a few questions for you. So they're going to ask you, does your skin have a lot of sensitivities? Do you frequently get pigmentation if you break out from acne? And do you react really easily, like your skin flares up at the drop of a hat? These are all questions we ask because we want to know how sensitive your skin is and how active it's going to be generating melanin or pigment. For patients who have darker skin tones, you are going to need to be very careful when you treat your melasma because aggressive treatments are some of the worst things that you can do to your skin. Everybody wants to come in and do a quick laser treatment that's going to blast those brown spots and make you all fresh and beautiful. And let me tell you, that mostly, for the most part, just does not exist. So I've been in this industry for almost 20 years now. And every 3 months, a new laser comes on the market. And every time the laser reps come to my office, I hear over and over how this laser is safe for every skin type, and this laser does not cause pigmentation, and this laser is okay even for darker skin tones like Hispanic, Indian, Asian, and African American and American Indian. That is absolutely, absolutely not the case. In my experience, the lasers that ablate skin and create heat energy are the ones that are going to give intense and fast results, but they are also going to create a whole bunch of dermal irritation and generate a blast of melanin genesis at the level of the melanocytes. So you may look good temporarily, like the first 4 to 6 weeks after any treatment, everybody looks good. You look brighter, lighter, tighter, but these really deep ablative laser type treatments are going to generate pigment no matter what. And I defy any laser company to show me long-term results that really, really work and really, really last. And I've tried everything from YAG laser to Fraxel to CO2 laser to Clear and Brilliant laser. So all of these modalities have the potential to generate pigmentation. So I just want to warn you, when you go into plastic surgeon's office, dermatologist's office, esthetician, whatever it is, be really careful and do not take them, you know, at face value. Be sure you ask for someone to do a test spot behind your ear, under your jawline, in a hidden area to actually see if your body is going to react with stimulation and creation of more pigmentation. Now, if you have brown spots, one of the best things you can do is peels. A series of peels, the lighter exfoliative treatments are the best way to get rid of pigment. They are not too strong. They do not make you red, raw, or irritated. They definitely help pigment come up to the surface of the skin and exfoliate. And we want to do treatments that are lighter because in that way we don't generate more pigment. And in that way we're able to tolerate more frequent treatments. Remember, melasma is the gift that keeps giving. It does not go away. You cannot cure it. You have to constantly battle it and treat it regularly. And you'll have periods where your melasma is more quiet and your skin looks brighter and it looks great and you're doing all the right things, and you'll have periods where it has a flare. And who knows if it's related to diet or stress or that little burst of being in the sun or if you exfoliate or scrub too hard. The basic tips and pointers that I can give you are to do light treatments and do them consistently and use physician-grade skincare. Remember, your antioxidant protectants are going to be super important, like vitamin C serum. You can try mine. It's 15% vitamin C, so one of the strongest ones out there. Make sure you use ingredients that are heat safe and stable, that are in bottles that are protected from light, because otherwise many of these active products will denature and desensitize and degrade, especially vitamin C, especially retin-A, especially hydroquinone. So use your vitamin C in the mornings as a great brightener, sunscreen every single day of the week, whether it's dark outside, whether it's cloudy, whether you're indoors the whole day. There's so many studies now that show that ultraviolet light, blue light from computer screens, and infrared light from heat actually all generate pigment. So it's crazy, but you can be an indoor hot eight yoga teacher who is in the dark in a nice heated yoga room, and you can still get pigmentation. They actually found that many yoga instructors who do hot yoga were getting pigmentation, and it's primarily from the infrared heat. So there are many different reasons that the skin turns on its melanin production. Remember, the skin is interpreting its environment. Like, if you're in the heat and you're in the sun, you need more melanin to protect yourself from cancer. So let's grow more melanin. So skin has its little tricks. So just be careful to use your sunscreen every day, your vitamin C every day. Remember to use retin-A at night. That's your exfoliator. So dull skin needs to lift and come off. Brown spots that are superficial need to lift away with exfoliation, and retin-A turns over those skin cells fast. Be sure to get on a brightening treatment. I love my hydroquinone brightening pads, and I think that hydroquinone in the last few years has gotten a bad rap, but it's a very, very safe drug, and it's been out there for 25 to, I want to say like maybe even 50 years. I'll have to check on that fact. But it's been out there for so long, and it's been used with great consistent results, and you can get 2% hydroquinone over the counter in ingredients like Porcelana, those kind of fading creams that you can buy at the drugstore. Those are not the strongest, but you can get 4% hydroquinone at the pharmacy. And we compound like 6, 8, and 10% hydroquinone. And we add kojic acid, arbutin, emblica, vitamin C, and other brighteners to make a really awesome brightening pad treatment. And I like to use that treatment periodically just to make those melanin cells turn off their production. Hydroquinone acts by inhibiting the melanin production, and it is a bleaching agent. And it's safe for use externally everywhere. I have brightening pads, which you can use. We do one swipe across the whole face and a little extra treatment directly on the brown spots. It's even safe for armpits, groin, pubic area, anywhere externally. So if you are getting the brown spots, to recap, vitamin C in the mornings, sunscreen, retin-A at night, don't forget some hydroquinone in the evenings, treat your skin super gently, remember skin loves to be babied and pampered, and don't do aggressive, abrasive, ablative treatments on your skin. Don't do a strong exfoliating scrubs. Don't do strong lasers. Do light, consistent things like lighter peels and all these great ingredients, and you're going to see some amazing bright glow. And many of these treatments are safe to do while pregnant. I've had a few people ask me to do a podcast on pregnancy and skin concerns, so I'm definitely going to do that. And all of the things we talked about today except not Retin-A and not hydroquinone, can definitely be used during pregnancy. So vitamin C is one of your good friends during pregnancy to stop melasma, as well as my triple shot serum, which has resveratrol, green tea, a lot of great brightening antioxidants. So there you have it. Those are some really great tips and tricks about brown spots and melasma. And melanin is your friend. It's going to protect you from skin cancers. But remember, too much melanin makes you look mottled and old. And those freckles that you think are freckles are not freckles. They're mainly photo damage and sunspots. So start working on your melanin and keep your skin fresh and glowy. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.